Bertrand Russell has narrated a beautiful story. A Christian priest dies. This is the dream of that Christian priest. He dies and reaches heaven. He finds that the gates of the heaven are enormous, and he is like a small ant. Everywhere he is seeing the gates. He was expecting that God would be standing at the gate of heaven, and angels would be singing songs to welcome him. But to his utter disappointment, he found this situation. There is no welcome. There is no God. And doors are closed. He started knocking the door. But the voice of his knocking even was inaudible. For 3 days he kept knocking. There was no response. On the third day, somebody peeped from the window and looked down. And the priest said, "God?" Pat came the answer, "No. I am not God, I am Saint Peter. You must have heard of me. He has 1,000 eyes. The priest asked, "Then where is God?" Saint Peter said, "Even I don't know. I have 1,000 eyes and I have been searching God from last 2,000 years. What about Jesus Christ?" Saint Peter says, "Even I don't know about him also. The space is very vast, and I am just a watchman. I have not seen God, nor Jesus Christ." "What you want?" Priest said, "I am a priest from earth. Tell God." The watchman said, "Earth? Which earth? What is the index number of your earth?" The priest was surprised, taken aback. He said index number. I have never heard of index number. Saint Peter said, yes, index number. There are so many earths. There are so many suns. There are so many solar systems, Milky Ways. How will I know which earth you are coming from? The priest felt insulted. He said, I don't know the index number of the earth. The priest said, okay, I'll go to the library and try to find out. Till that time, you keep waiting. And the priest kept waiting for years and years and years, and nobody came back. And then suddenly, he woke up from this nightmare. And he said to God, O Lord, I take back all my prayers. I cancel all my prayers. There are many more things to know. There are many more things to realize in life. What we think we have known, what we think we have realized is so insignificant. Life is so big. And if somebody says, I have known it, I have finished the journey, probably he's in the dark. The bigger picture of life. And all our achievements, all our position and status, everything would disappear if we see the bigger picture of life. So, bigger picture awareness. So, coming to the day 10th. Of this series, we will discuss 5 new hacks to be in alignment with the divine. And the first is light body awareness. Under the influence of body consciousness, body feels heavy. Burdensome. When you see yourself as a light being, your awareness changes. Where your intake becomes light, your body becomes light. Where your intake is heavy, body is heavy. I am just a spark of light operating through this body. I am a spark of that dimensionless point of light operating through this body. This awareness deepens. It is not just the soul which is light, it is the entire body which is light. So I move with that awareness. The body is full of light. The soul is light. What I eat is light. What I drink is light. What I see is light. What I hear is light. What I touch is light. I move in light consciousness. I move in divine consciousness. It is as if a spiritual being, an angelic being, moving across, everything becomes light. It's the high vibrational living. Rather than low vibrations of body consciousness, we rise and enter into light consciousness. The more we are in body consciousness, there is pains, aches in the body. The more you move towards higher consciousness, the cravings disappear. Hunger pangs don't disturb you. It is the pranic consciousness. The intake of prana increases. First thing that will happen is diseases will disappear. The pains and aches will disappear. The heaviness in the body will disappear. Because the intake is light. It is not just about food, it's about all other intakes. The digital intake, the digital consumption. Is light. If that consumption is violent, if that consumption is noisy, if that consumption has traces of name, fame, and desires, it makes you feel heavy. Lightness is life and heaviness is death in the spiritual life. So that lightness should be attempted at all possible levels. The lighter you are, you fly. The lighter you are, you move easily, swiftly. The heavier you are, you lag behind. You have to drag yourself. And there is so much sedation. You can see what happens when you eat a heavy meal. What happens? You enter into the stage of coma. A heaviness, sleepiness, drowsiness. You don't feel like to do exercise. You don't feel like to connect with nature. You don't feel like to do anything actively. There is so much heaviness in the body. So the first trick or hack is intake light. And imagine that body is light and practice lightness. See that body is flying. Visualize that your body has become like a feather, like an angel. It's moving. It has wings. And uninterruptedly, it is moving up. So visualization helps. What you dream, you become. What you imagine, you become. You create an imaginary thing. What you prepare is first prepared in the mind. We think and then it happens. So think, I am light. Think, my body is light. And your body will start becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. The second is forgiveness micro practice. One thing that makes us heavy is resentment, which is in our hearts. The grudges, the hatred, the settled anger. Why we should practice this forgiveness? It is not because we approve of others' behavior. It's because I don't want my heart to become a prison. A prisoner of grudge. If I carry hatred, resentment, grudges, revenge, micro-revenge, ill will in my heart, such a heart is a heavy heart. I forgive them not because they are wrong, not because they are very good. I forgive them because I want to progress, because I want to fly, because I don't want to become a prisoner. I forgive everyone. Their behavior, their words, their attitude have hurt me in the past. I accept that. But I don't want to carry this emotional baggage. This emotional residue with me anymore. My journey is upwards. I cannot live in this state, same state of consciousness where I am right now. With grudges, with hatred, with revenge. I forgive everyone. Remember everyone. See everyone. And say to them, I forgive you. I pardon you. No matter what you did. There is years of abuse and emotional trauma due to someone. And yet, I forgive. They may never realize their mistake. They may never come and say sorry to me. And it will happen. A person who is so much full of hatred will never come to the realization of their wrongdoings. They may remain in the same platform all the time. Regardless of what they think, do, I forgive them. This forgiveness is not my ornament. Just. It is not ornamental, it is operational. The third is big picture awareness. As you have seen in the story, the priest who thought of himself as such a big person on this earth. When he reached heaven in the dream, he found that nobody knew earth only. They are asking the index number of earth. They are asking which earth you are coming from, which solar system, which galaxies. There are thousands and millions of galaxies and solar systems. His illusion was shattered. So what is happening in life? These are the small scenes. And when we look at them closely, we feel horrified. We feel disturbed. What happened yesterday was so significant, but today it has faded into insignificance. What has happened just now? Somebody came and insulted me. I feel hurt. But after 10 days, if I remember that, the effect has lessened. So these are the scenes of the drama. I am playing my part. This awareness disappears if you become too much involved in this drama and you forget the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that this is the earth. There are hundreds of thousands of earths, hundreds and thousands of galaxies, and this is the earth. And in this earth, this is India, a point, and this is here, Abu. And this is Sugdham inside. And now somebody has come and sat in your place. And you feel bad, this is my place, why is he sitting in my place? Which place? What place? Which mount? Which India? Which Asia and which earth you are talking of? Look at the bigger picture. When you look at the bigger picture, everything is so small. But we feel we are most important. See the bigger picture. These are all, this is a 5000 episode. This is a mega drama of 5000 episodes. These movies and this, they have episodes, no? 40 episodes, 400 episodes, 1000 episodes. So these are the different episodes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are the different scenes. These are the subplots. And then suddenly somebody enters. A new actor comes. He plays the part and then he disappears. Because the creator of the drama, The director wants that drama should go on for 5,000 years. So he will introduce new actors, new subplots, so that the drama goes on. It is not what is happening in the drama. It's about my awareness that this is a drama which is going on. I am playing my part and I am aloof. I am different from it. I have to realize all the actors who are here, they have been given that part, what I can do. Somebody has become Ram, somebody has become Ravan. The best villain award is also given. Opponent, proponent, protagonist. These awards are given. So, he is playing his part so well. His words are full of bitterness. Because his part is like that. If I become disturbed, why this Ravan is laughing so loudly? Then, this awareness that of bigger picture makes me calm. The fourth is association. Memory becomes strong with association. If you don't associate it with anything, memory weakens. You have to associate with something. It is not about learning dry spiritual knowledge. Knowledge is dry without association. You have to associate with something. For example, if I read peace, I have to create visual. Think of a lake which is calm and limpid, rippleless. So every time I read the word peace, I remember lake. Every time I see lake, I remember peace. So I have made an association. I read about powers. So I think of a sun rising and dispelling all the darkness. So every time I look at sun, I remember power. So associate knowledge with certain things, places, objects. So when there is an association, our memory becomes stronger. Memory is nothing but we link unknown with the known, unseen with the seen, unheard with the heard. If I know something, if I know the meaning of the word forgiveness, I already know what forgiveness means. Now somebody tells me a new word, pardon. So I cannot understand what pardon it. But when somebody tells me pardon means forgiveness, I can link this and now the memory has become stronger. In the similar manner, link the knowledge with places, with things. It should be associated with something. The association stronger strengthens the memory. And the last is emotions. Why this devotion is so strong? Why Bhagat, the devotees, are so intense? Because there is emotion there. It is not a dry spiritual knowledge. Knowledge, when linked with emotions, becomes stronger. Knowledge with links with feelings becomes stronger. When you read Murli, if you read it without feeling, without emotion, it becomes a boring task. But if you introduce feelings, if you introduce emotions, it will become a living experience. Strong feelings. They do bhakti, but their feelings are so strong and so intense. They cry. They have horripilation. Their hair stand on end. They faint. They sing. They dance. They rejoice. So much fervor. So intense emotions. So bhakti is associated with intense emotion. So knowledge, if you put emotions, if you put feelings, they will become live. They will become a poet. To write a single line takes hours. A living line. If he puts his emotion, then only it will work. Otherwise, it will be a simple line. Without life. So these are the five hacks. The first is light body awareness. We keep on thinking, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. I am soul should be the realization, should be the result of something which you are doing in background. It is not a parrot-like reading that will, repetition that will help you realize that I am soul. You have to do multiple things. All the heaviness, all the heavy things which you are putting in the system, the heavy spices, the heavy grains and starches, the moment they are removed, gradually, very, very slowly, without becoming fastidious, then the miracle will happen. The second is forgiveness micro practice. I forgive them not because of their reasons, because for my own reasons. Because I want to achieve that level of lightness so that life becomes a living meditation. The third practice is big picture. Whatever that is happening to you, think this is a very small scene in that big drama. A very small scene, a very insignificant scene. Both. If somebody comes and insults you, that is also a small scene. If somebody comes and praises you and you become famous, even that is a very small scene. Both. All pairs of opposite, honor, insult, love, hatred, union, separation, cold, hot, loss, profit, pass, fail, everything, all pairs of opposite. A yogi remains untouched. Because he sees the bigger picture. These are the small events. These are the small, minuscule, miniature events. Small scenes of the drama. I have to see the big picture. And when I see the big picture, this is a big picture. There are thousands of, suppose this is meditation room and there are 100 Baba's children sitting and meditating. Now, I am focused only on myself. Look at others. Somebody is a lawyer. What? How he must be talking to Baba? Somebody is doctor, somebody is engineer. Somebody is an illiterate person. How he must be talking to Baba? I am highly educated, so I am talking in a very bombastic, using language. But look at, there is another person. You know, there was one Swami Akhandananda. Out of the 12 disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, this Swami Akhandananda was the only one who was illiterate and uneducated. But he was very magnificent personality. All other 11 were highly educated. And but he was the miracle. As Vivekananda says, he was the miracle of my master. His every action was filled with spiritual life, with living experience. He did not read any books. Somebody approached him and said, should we write your autobiography, your biography? He said, no, I am an insignificant creature. Write the biography of the master, not me. So there are people who are illiterate, uneducated, and yet they carry such a high spiritual experience with them. The next is association. Associate remembrance with things, with objects, and make it living. Without association, knowledge becomes forgetfulness. And the last is emotions. Put emotions, put feelings, intense emotions, intense feelings. If you read one line, Baba is with me. So this is a simple line. How do I put feelings and emotions? He is my protection. He is the canopy. When I walk, he supports me. When I walk, he protects me. He guards me. He is my watchman. He is my bodyguard. He is my beautician. He is the boatman. He surrounds me. He is not a person. He is a presence. He supports. He loves. He is my teacher. He is my tutor. He is my counselor. He is my preceptor. Ustad. He is my be all and end all. Sarve sarva. So when you put these feelings in that line becomes living, and that living becomes realization. So these are today's 5 hack. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर पिंजरे का आकार
शिव मनाभ
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभ
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभ
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभ
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभ
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभ
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभ
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभ
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।